Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. I'm Steven Miranda. On Thursday, October 15th, 2015, episode 11.12, the Week 6 Preview Show. My, oh my, people, I'm a little late, but it's because I've been under the weather. But I'm playing hurt for you. Want to make sure this show gets up before Thursday Night Football. Things are getting interesting all over the NFL. I'll take a look back at Week 5. Richard Graves of Sky Sports News gives the fans a back-to-back challenge game wins and a two-game lead overall. But you know what? When the challenge game goes to overtime and the Steelers win on the final second of the game, you can't get all that excited, Richard. But that's all right. We'll get to that in a moment. Also, I'm going to play a little something from the Dirty Catfish Brass Band. Steven Oberhu, a listener, sent me an email. He said that he and his band were cutting a track and they were trying to come up with a title. And you know what they came up and what they decided to be the title of the track once they were done? Chomp it in, baby! So let's go ahead and chomp it in.
Continuing to bring American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda with NFL Rants and Raves.
All right, folks, not going to be a very long show today. I want to get my picks out there up against me this week from Down Under, Australia. Mark Brown is putting up his picks against me this week, so I want to get those picks out there. Want to talk a little bit about some of the things that happened last weekend. But then I got to get out of here so I can try and get better. But I wanted to play Chomp It In for you as we just chomped in the show. Let's play this song from the Dirty Catfish Brass Band called Chomp It In. Here comes the trumpets, baby. I can chomp it into this. Love the horns there. All right, that's called Chomp It In by the Dirty Catfish Brass Band. So I'm very excited that, you know, me chomping in the show by saying Chomp It In gave a show listener a little bit of creative juices there to name that track Chomp It In. Once again, they're called the Dirty Catfish Brass Band. Chomp It In was the track of that. If you want to hear the rest of it, I will send me an email. I will send you a link to their video where they perform it live. Yeah, it's good stuff. So, Steven, thank you very much for sharing that with me. I'm glad that I was able to spark your creative juices in calling that track Chomp It In. It's great. It's a great title to a song. Let's just put it that way. I like it indeed. All right, let's go back and take a look at what happened last week, Week 5. Richard Graves from Sky Sports News put up his picks against mine. We differed on only two games, Cleveland and Baltimore and Pittsburgh, San Diego on Monday Night Football. He won both of those games and has been talking smack, of course, as only Richard Graves can. But I say, Richard, the Browns won in overtime, had really no business winning that game. Baltimore dominated and they gave up 14 points in the fourth quarter, which is very unlike the Ravens to do. And then Cleveland won in overtime when the kicker kicked the field goal there when they got him in field goal range after the Ravens couldn't do anything with their first possession. 33-30 was the final there in OT. Then on Monday Night Football, San Diego had a 20-17 lead late in the fourth quarter. This is the clock gate, if you will, the game where apparently 18 seconds ran off the clock that shouldn't have ran off the clock. Pittsburgh Steelers get down to the one-yard line of the San Diego Chargers, and as time expired with 5 seconds left, Le'Veon Bell gets in wildcat formation and sneaks the ball into the end zone. And it was huge because if he doesn't get into the end zone, the Pittsburgh Steelers lose. They don't have a chance to kick the field goal and tie the game and go to overtime. So pretty gutsy call there by Tomlin. It worked. But had it not worked, I'm sure everybody would have been second-guessing him. 24-20 was the final there. Those were the two games that we differed on. The Patriots rolled the Cowboys 30-6. Denver struggled to get a win. Once again, it was Denver's defense that got the job done, scoring a pick six, giving them a 16-10 win over the Oakland Raiders. San Francisco 49ers actually looked like they were going to get a win on the road. They were leading the Giants, but they let the Giants score with about 20 seconds left in the game, and the Giants won 30-27. Arizona routed the Detroit Lions 42-17, and there was an actual good question on Facebook and Twitter saying, are the Lions on 0-16 watch? Why? Well, right now, the Lions are the only team who have yet to win a game. So they might be on 0-16 watch. They're 0-5 right now. They got the Chicago Bears this weekend, and if they don't get by this Bears team and get a win here, I don't know where the Lions are going to get a win. Let's just put it that way. The Bills eked out a 14-13 victory over the Tennessee Titans. Tyrod Taylor got hurt. The Bills did it, scoring 14 points in the second half. They were actually losing 3-0 at halftime. And were actually losing for most of this game. They scored their touchdown late to take the 14-13 lead. And I'm actually not impressed by the Bills anymore. As much as I was impressed by them early on the season, they have not looked like the same team from those first couple of games. I already talked about that one. The Philadelphia Eagles, 39-17 over the Saints. Lots of questions surrounding the Saints and Sean Payton and whether it's time for him to go there. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers got their second win of the season, putting up 38 points on the Jacksonville Jaguars. That was surprising as they win 38-31. Cincinnati Bengals continue to stay perfect. They improved to 5-0, this time knocking off the Seattle Seahawks in overtime. First of all, Seattle was winning that game 24-7, and the Bengals scored 17 unanswered points in the fourth quarter, forcing OT, and in OT, they got the kick off the upright that bounced in for the 27-24 victory. The Falcons also need overtime to beat the Washington Redskins. They win 25-19. That hurt because I had a couple of nice little parlay cards going where I had the Falcons -7. They won by 6, folks. It's the only game I missed on those cards. Hurts. Hurts when you lose by a point. Chicago Bears surprised everybody and beat the Kansas City Chiefs 18-17. The Chiefs were rolling 17-3 at the half. But then Jamal Charles hurt his leg. If you've not heard, he has torn his ACL. He will be out for the remainder of the season. And after that, in the second half, the Chiefs couldn't do anything offensively. And the Bears did, getting the one-point victory. And on Thursday Night Football last week, the Indianapolis Colts defeated the Houston Texans 27-20. The Texans, once again, have flip-flopped at quarterback position. And if I were Ryan Mallett, or Brian Hoyer, or any other quarterback on that football team, I'm not sure I would ever be able to trust my head coach again. I thought after week one, he pulled the trigger too quickly in moving to Ryan Mallett. You can't really tell anything from three quarters of play about Brian Hoyer. And now he has decided that Hoyer is the guy to lead the team again. So he's benching Mallett and replacing him with Hoyer. And when you keep doing this throughout the whole season, it's not going to be good. Mallett is not very happy, and nor should he be. He went out to injury. He was out for a couple plays. he was ready and looked like he was ready to go back in. He was healthy enough to go back in, but they decided to stick with Brian Hoyer. And you know what? At the end of that game, Brian Hoyer threw a horrible interception to lose the game. So not really sure what Bill O'Brien is doing there. I still go back to that quote, and I'm actually going to try and get that quote from Hard Knocks, where he says he's tired of people saying that they don't like the quarterbacks there in Houston. Well, you don't either, apparently, Mr. O'Brien. The way you keep flip-flopping the quarterback there in Houston, it's just not good. But that is your prerogative. Let's get it started. Week 6 is upon us. In just a few hours, the Atlanta Falcons and the New Orleans Saints will kick off at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans. The Saints are dogs, home dogs. But before we get to that game, let's do it right. Let's break it up. Let's do our normal splitting up of the games. And we'll start with El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana. The New England Patriots travel to Indianapolis to face the Indianapolis Colts. Why is this the big game of the week? Well, you know that the New England Patriots, as everyone has called it, are on a revenge tour. And the team that they played against in the AFC Championship game, in which the Patriots were accused of deflating footballs, was against the Indianapolis Colts. Now they travel to Indianapolis. The spread in this game is now 10.5 points. That's how much the New England Patriots are favored. I usually say fear the home dog, but the Indianapolis Colts have not looked like themselves at all. They have looked like a shell of the team that they were last year. I don't know what's up with Andrew Luck, and I don't even know if Andrew Luck is going to be playing in this football game. Mark Brown also has the New England Patriots. Let's see what he has to say about that game. He says, Deflategate rematch. I think the Patriots continue their Deflategate revenge against the rest of the league. The Patriots will expose any Colts weaknesses and win comfortably. I am with Mark. I think they win this game by double digits, and it will not be close. So we'll move on to games of the week. The Arizona Cardinals travel to Pittsburgh to face the Pittsburgh Steelers, fresh off their last second win over the San Diego Chargers. The Arizona Cardinals are 3.5-point favorites on the road. They've been looking really good. They just came off a huge beatdown of the Detroit Lions. Now, the Pittsburgh Steelers are not the Lions, but, you know, they're not one of the better teams in the league right now. Not with Mike Vick at quarterback. Yes, they got the win at San Diego, but San Diego's not that great of a football team right now as well. I think Arizona will win this game comfortably. They will take care of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Too much pressure that they will put on Michael Vick. And offensively, Carson Palmer is humming. So I like Arizona. Mark also likes Arizona. Let's see what he has to say about that game. Maybe he didn't tell me anything about this game. Yes, he did. He says Vick is doing okay, but he is still rough around the edges. The whole offense without Roethlisberger. Cardinals should win this unless the Steelers' offense starts to click with Vick or Roethlisberger is recovered well enough and plays. I know that Roethlisberger has been out there throwing. I don't think he will be available this football game. I've not heard that he will be out there playing, so it's still the Vick show. And although Vick will do enough to put some points on the board, I don't think that they will take care of business at home. Arizona gets the road win, and I say they cover the 3.5. The Cincinnati Bengals, fresh off their perfect 5-0 record, head to Buffalo to face the Buffalo Bills. They're only favored by 3 points. I say take Cincinnati, give the points. The Buffalo Bills offense right now is back to being the offense of the Buffalo Bills that it always is. Just doesn't scare anybody, doesn't do anything, and it's not their fault. A lot of injuries, most likely Tyrod Taylor, the quarterback who has been their signal caller for the beginning of the season, will most likely not be available. They haven't completely ruled him out, but Rex Ryan is not comfortable right now saying that he's going to start him. So it looks like EJ Manuel comes back to the helm to lead the Buffalo Bills against Cincinnati. Cincinnati is humming on all cylinders. even when they played a poor game against a very good Seattle Seahawks team. They found a way to get it done and win the football game. I think they take care of Buffalo, and the Bills will not have enough offensively to match Andy Dalton and the Cincinnati Bengals. Mark says, I think Andy Dalton has a similar chip on his shoulder to Tom Brady. Bills are looking better than they have in recent seasons, so it should be a good game, but I think the Bengals have the edge. I like the Bengals. I think they cover. Definitely one of the teams going on my parlay card this weekend. The Kansas City Chiefs traveled to Minnesota. The Vikings are coming off their bye week and are looking to get back to running the football well with Adrian Peterson. Kansas City, on the other hand, is going to have to find an identity on the offensive side of the ball now that Jamaal Charles has been lost for the season. Kansas City is not going to be able to get into a high shootout affair with the Minnesota Vikings. If Adrian Peterson starts running the ball and Teddy Bridgewater starts distributing the football as well as he has been in those early wins, I don't think Kansas City can go into Minnesota and get the win. I'm going to take the Vikings. I think Mark also has the Vikings. He does. He says the Chiefs have been a disappointment this season. Who loses to the Bears these days? Vikings at home swings it for me. I like the Vikings. They're 3.5-point favorites. I think that line's actually moved up to 4. And I like it. I like Minnesota to take care of business at home. Should not be a problem, especially with the Kansas City Chiefs offense. The Kansas City Chiefs offense not playing very well at this moment. I think that Andy Reid needs to find a way for Alex Smith to throw the football down the field to his wide receivers. I've said that before on the show, but they're just not getting it done. So we both have Minnesota. Here comes the first game that we disagree upon. The New York Giants travel to Philadelphia to face the Philadelphia Eagles. I got the Eagles solely on the fact that they're not looking as horrible as they were in the first 3 weeks of the season, and they're playing some solid football on the offensive side of the ball. The Giants still struggle, especially late in games. They should have lost that game last week to the San Francisco 49ers. They found a way to win. I don't think they find a way to win on the road at Philly. So I've got the Eagles. Mark Brown says that he likes the Giants. And let's find out why. He says, I haven't seen or paid a lot of attention to the Giants this season. But the Eagles are struggling on offense, so I'm going to pick the Giants. Well, Mark, if you didn't watch last week, the Eagles were humming pretty nicely and put a thumping on the New Orleans Saints. They're not going to put a thumping on the Giants, a divisional rivalry. These two teams don't like each other, but I still think Philadelphia comes out on top. So that is a game that could possibly be the challenge game. I, by the way, get to pick the challenge game again since Richard won, and he is...
I am the smartest man alive!
All right, Richard, you got your shout out there. You go, my man. the San Diego Chargers travel to Green Bay to face the Green Bay Packers. Packers are huge favorites in this game, 10.5-point favorites, as a matter of fact. I don't like that spread. I think it's a little too big, but I do like Green Bay to take care of business and beat the San Diego Chargers. The Chargers, they're lacking something. I don't know exactly what it is, but to ask them to go on the road across the country, play the Green Bay Packers, in Lambeau and win is a little too much. I like Aaron Rodgers. I think he'll take care of business. Mark says the Packers defense is looking good this year, coupled with Rodgers, even with his first two INTs and a fumble last week. I don't think the Chargers defense is as good as the Rams, and the Packers were still able to win that one. So I'm definitely looking more and more like a Packers-Patriots Super Bowl. I'm not going to go and say that just yet, but I do think Green Bay is a strong favorite coming out of the NFC. We both like the Packers. We'll move on now to games of interest. Atlanta at New Orleans, Thursday night football kickoff in a little less than a couple of hours. Atlanta's favored by 3. I like the Falcons. New Orleans is a hot mess. What's that line from Pitch Perfect 2? My daughters have been watching Pitch Perfect 2 that just came out on DVD. And he's like, you are a hot mess. It's like you're a mess and you apply heat to it and makes you an even more messier. That's exactly what the New Orleans Saints right now is. Now there's talk about Sean Payton no longer being the head coach of the Saints. Let's see if they get blown out by Atlanta. at home again. That could very well be something that happens. So you got to look out. Sean Payton's playing for or coaching for his life there in New Orleans. But I like Atlanta. Mark likes Atlanta as well. He says regarding this game, the Saints haven't been looking good. Falcons have been finding ways to win. I'm not confident this week with this pick, and I normally go with the home team, but the Saints haven't shown any reason to pick them yet. And the other thing is that it used to be difficult to go into New Orleans and win. That hasn't been the case lately. People have been going into New Orleans and beating them up. I like Atlanta. The New Orleans Saints really should be over. That game that they won against the Dallas Cowboys, I think, was just a flash in the pan. They won't be winning very many this year. And I think that the problem, too, is on the defensive side of the ball. I know everybody loves Rob Ryan and Rex Ryan and the Ryans and their defense, but Rob Ryan, I think, has been a liability for the Saints for a while now, and his defense is just not getting it done. Moving on to Seattle, where the Seattle Seahawks play host to the Carolina Panthers. Carolina coming off a bye. I don't understand this right now. The Seattle Seahawks are 7.5, almost 8-point favorites over Carolina. Carolina's coming off a bye week. They're not, you know, playing bad football. They're actually undefeated and getting really no respect. Yeah, they have to come all the way across the country. And, yeah, the Seattle Seahawks are coming off of a loss. But the Seahawks aren't just dominating like they were a couple years ago. They're just a normal team. They have a pretty good defense that gets it done. But last week they were exposed, I think, by the Cincinnati Bengals. Tyler Eifert had a huge game. And, you know, they just don't have enough people to cover everybody. And I think they're in a good situation where Carolina doesn't have a whole lot of offensive weapons. But Cam Newton can do stuff to get it done on his own. He can use his legs. They're 4-0. I'm not saying Carolina's going to win the game. I'm actually picking Seattle. Mark's picking Seattle as well. But I don't think that they're going to win by more than a touchdown. Their wins have been, you know, just sneaky, sneaky 3-4 point wins. I don't think they can beat. They're ready to beat somebody by more than a touchdown. So I've got the Seahawks. Mark says the Seahawks at home, even when struggling, is going to be hard for the Panthers. The Seahawks don't feel like the same team as the one that made the Super Bowl 2 years running. They're looking like they're going to struggle to make the playoffs this year. If Lynch returns, that could make a difference. Now, my understanding is that Lynch is expected to be back out there on the field for the Seattle Seahawks, but he'll have a limited role. They'll obviously watch him, keep a look at him, make sure that he's okay and he's healthy. If not, it'll be Rawls. But like I said, I think they'll win. I just think it's going to be a close game. There's definitely not going to be a blowout in Seattle. Two more games of interest. The Denver Broncos travel to Cleveland to face the Cleveland Browns. The Denver Broncos have been all about their defense. They've been doing it with their defense this year. It hasn't been Peyton Manning throwing 4 or 5 touchdowns. As a matter of fact, for a couple games now, he hasn't thrown any touchdown passes. So it's not been their offense that has been winning football games for them. It has clearly been their defense. Last week, it took a defensive INT return for a touchdown to get the win over Oakland. That being said, I still don't trust the Cleveland Browns. I don't like, you know, when they go up against elite defenses, they just struggle to put up points. Yeah, they put up 33 against Baltimore last week, but as we know, ever since Suggs has been out of that lineup, that defense is just not the same defense that it was before. So I like Denver to take care of Cleveland. Mark likes them as well. He says both these teams are a surprise for different reasons this year. The Browns are looking better. McCown is doing a good enough job to silence the calls for Johnny Manziel. Broncos have been winning games the hard way rather than the usual Manning way. I've been blunt twice this season picking against the Broncos, So while I don't think it'll be an easy win, the Broncos will find a way to win it. And that's what I see, too. I don't think they're going to be blowing out anybody this season, but I still think they'll be finding ways to get wins, and that's why I like Denver. In the final game of interest, the Washington Redskins travel to New York to face the New York Jets. Jets coming off their bye week after blowing out the Miami Dolphins in London in Week 4. Last week they chillaxed, and now they're ready to face the Washington Redskins. Washington, blew a lead last week. They had the Atlanta Falcons on the ropes, then let them slip away. And overtime. And Kirk Cousins, man, I tell you, it's not how many interceptions you throw. It's when you throw them. And I've always been a big proponent of that. You know, you're going to have your share of interceptions. I understand that. And you can throw interceptions, and that's fine. But it's when you throw those interceptions. Late in the first half, late in games, when you're trailing and you need to make a play, those aren't good places to throw interceptions. This particular one happened to be in overtime, and it was returned for a pick six. That made things even worse. When you throw picks and when you do not throw picks, that is also my thing. And Kirk Cousins just doesn't get it. But you know what? The Washington Redskins are hell-bent. And, you know, Kirk Cousins is the guy because they're not playing RG3. Still baffles me a little bit. Good luck to the Washington Redskins. I've got the Jets winning this, and I've got them winning it comfortably. Let's see what Mark has to say. He says the Jets have been a surprise this year. Coming off a bye favors the Jets. Washington also have been better than expected, but I think the Jets at home off the bye is enough. I like those words. Couldn't have said it better myself. We both have the Jets. So this is going to be crazy, people. We have four. That's right. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 nap games. Yeah, I'll be doing a lot of sleeping this weekend. Baltimore at San Francisco. You know what? Now that I'm looking at this, oddly enough, Mark and I are going to differ on all four of these games. I've got Baltimore. He's got the 49ers. Let's see what Mark has to say about this game. He says, I think the 49ers are getting a little more settled. Kaepernick gaining in confidence, playing at home against the struggling Ravens. 49ers. Yeah, the Ravens may be struggling, but they're scoring points, dude. The San Francisco 49ers, the offense can stall, and when it stalls, it looks really, really bad. Baltimore still favorite. I like them to get the job done, even if Steve Smith Sr. is not out on the field. I'll take Baltimore, and this could possibly be the challenge game. Next is the Houston Texans at Jacksonville Jaguars. I've got Houston on the road. Mark has Texans. He says, another disappointment are the Texans. QB controversy, a good defense, but it should be better. Really not confident in this pick. Probably should change it to not make it the challenge game. The Jaguars have lost to good teams. The Panthers, Patriots lost close games to the Colts and Bucks, beating Miami. I think they could win this one. Yeah, they probably could, but the fact that I saw the Jags last week against a really bad Tampa Bay Buccaneer team, they had a lead. They couldn't put it away. They made big mistakes. And you can't make mistakes in this league, especially from the quarterback position. I think one of the reasons why Bill O'Brien is going back to Hoyer is to try and limit those mistakes. They're still going to make mistakes. I mean, it's Hoyer and Ryan Mallett. Come on. These guys aren't going to light it up. But I think the defense is going to get after Bortles. I'd like to see more from J.J. Watt. I think he steps out in this game, especially since he didn't really do much last Thursday against the Indianapolis Colts. I think they will get the win. Miami at Tennessee, the Miami Dolphins coming off a bye week. Tennessee Titans close game, sneaker game against the Buffalo Bills. I like Miami. I think that with the change at the head coaching position coming off a bye week, they're going to come out. They're going to come out unified, united in what they have to do, and they will get the job done offensively and defensively against the Tennessee Titans team that, quite frankly, is still not very good. You know, they're young in a lot of positions on the offensive side of the ball, and as I like Marcus Mariota, this team is going to be great in the future. I just don't think I see enough from them to get the win here. Let's see what Mark has to say. He is taking the Tennessee Titans. Did he give me something on the Titans? I don't think he did. So he didn't. I know he picked it because I saw it on the website that he picked the Tennessee Titans. But as I look at his email, he didn't give me his reasons for taking the Tennessee Titans. And that may be reason enough for me to take the challenge game. Actually, the next game is going to be the challenge game. It's the Chicago Bears at the Detroit Lions. Yeah, the Lions are winless and they're bad, but it's the Chicago Bears. And even though the Bears got a win last week, I just don't think Detroit can afford another loss at home in the division. It's Chicago. It's not like Green Bay or Minnesota. I'm going to stick with the home team in this one, and I'm going to go with the Lions. Mark, on the other hand, likes Chicago. Let's find out why he likes the Bears. He says, I think the Bears' defense will prevent the Lions from getting any chance in this game. I don't think the Lions' defense is strong enough to stop Cutler and Forte. I expect Forte to have a big game, but I don't think – I mean, Cutler doesn't have very many weapons right now. Alshon Jeffrey still isn't back on the field. I don't expect him back in this game. So I like Detroit to take care of business. They're three-point favorites. I don't know if they'll win by a field goal, but they'll win the game. I'm taking Detroit. And Mark is taking Chicago. And you know what? I'm going to go with the game that I'm most confident in. That's, I think, Philadelphia taking care of the Giants. That's what I'm going to make the challenge game. I'll take Philly to win at home over the Giants. That'll be the challenge game. I'm not going to mess around with a nap game as being the challenge game. Thanks for sticking with me through this one. I know that my voice sounds like I'm beat up, but it's because I am beat up. But thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. The picks are in. You still have a chance to get your picks in. And if you want to be or are interested in putting your picks up against mine at any point this season, feel free to shoot me an email at steven@rarn.net. Thank you very much. You've been listening to NFL Rants and Raves. I'm out.